This is WSHU's After All Things with daily news and culture from around Long Island Sound. Coming up, local reaction to the Supreme Court decision on birthright citizenship. A handful of new laws take effect in Connecticut tomorrow. Our region is about to be under a heat dome for the next few days. Plus, meet Deborah Sampson, the woman who disguised herself as a man to enlist in the Continental Army. Those stories and more are ahead. I'm Sabrina Garone. The U.S. Supreme Court has upheld the right to birthright citizenship. WSHU's Molly Ingram reports on the reaction from Connecticut Attorney General William Tong, who filed the lawsuit.
The lawsuit was filed against an executive order from President Donald Trump. The EO was issued on Trump's first day in office and said people born in the U.S. weren't necessarily citizens. Tong immediately sued, saying birthright citizenship was protected by the 14th Amendment. Here's what he had to say when the decision came down on Tuesday.
This is a second ratification of the 14th Amendment to the United States Constitution, where they confirmed one more time, in case it wasn't clear, that the 14th Amendment and the Citizenship Clause means what it says, and it says what it means.
The decision was a 5-4 split. Molly Ingram, WSHU News.
An upcoming heat dome is expected to raise temperatures into the triple digits for parts of our region, and that's raising concerns about water availability on Long Island. WSHU's Desiree DiOrio has more.
The Suffolk County Water Authority is asking customers to reduce their water usage as the region struggles with drought conditions, plus high temperatures expected this week. The Water Authority says its chief concern is having enough water and pressure in the tanks to respond to fire emergencies. They're operating at full capacity, so there's no additional resources to bring online to meet demand. The U.S. Drought Monitor shows severe drought conditions for Long Island and moderate for most of Connecticut. Desiree DiOrio, WSHU News.
No excuse absentee voting is one of several new laws to take effect in Connecticut tomorrow. WSHU's Ebong Udama has the details.
The new law removes previous restrictions on absentee voting and allows any eligible Connecticut voter to cast an absentee ballot without the need to provide a specific reason. It's based on an amendment to the state constitution that was overwhelmingly approved by voters. Another new law aims to strengthen the recruitment of first responders and law enforcement personnel by providing expanded benefits, including tuition waivers and mortgage assistance. And there's another that permanently removes the 6.35% state tax from non-electronic school supplies, such as pencils and notebooks. It also extends the August tax-free week to include clothing and shoes up to $300. Ebon Udana, WSH News.
First woman in American history to get an honorable discharge or a military pension served almost 250 years ago. Her story is ahead.
One of the best things about public radio is discovering something new. That's the spirit behind NPR's Tiny Desk Contest On the Road Tour. This summer, the tour is making just 10 stops across the country, and New York is one of them. Hear 2026 contest winner Cure for Paranoia live at Warsaw in Brooklyn. I will be there along with WSHU reporter Molly Ingram. We will introduce the opening act. So join us for a night of great music and a community of listeners who share your curiosity. NPR's Tiny Desk Contest On the Road, July 9th at Warsaw in Brooklyn. Tickets and details at WSHU.org.
New York activists rallied against Governor Hochul's plan to expand nuclear energy capability in the state today. 9 rallies were held across New York, one of them in Mineola. They're concerned that energy costs could rise and that nuclear power is dangerous. Connecticut residents have more opportunities to get out on the water this summer. 5 state parks will now offer kayak, canoe, and paddleboard rentals. Newly added to the list are Indian Well, Mount Tom, Lake Waramog, Burr Pond, and Squants Pond. It's part of the state's Partnership in Parks initiative with the goal of making state parks more of a tourism destination. Farmers on Long Island can now apply for tariff relief from the state of New York. Applications are open for a $30 million state aid fund created to support farmers dealing with higher costs for equipment, fertilizer, seed, and more. Eligible farms can get up to $25 million. Four men have been charged with stealing more than $500,000 from Connecticut ATMs in August of last year. It's called a jackpotting scheme, and it uses malware to get the machines to dispense money. If convicted, they could serve 15 years in prison. All four men are Venezuelan citizens, and none reside in Connecticut. The first woman in American history to get an honorable discharge or a military pension served almost 250 years ago. Her name was Deborah Sampson. She disguised herself as a man to enlist in the U.S. military, and she was successful enough to be on George Washington's radar before she was found out. WSHU's Davis Donovan got to know Deborah for this special series of Off the Path to Mark America 250.
Historian Steve Connolly flips through a big binder in the Sharon Public Library. He lands on an engraving of a colonial-era woman with long, wavy hair.
Deborah was country strong, if you will. She could wield an axe and cut wood like an old chopper. She could shoot a gun, by the way.
But her family fell apart, and Deborah's mom found her a foster home with the family of a nearby minister in Sharon, Massachusetts.
This family had five boys.
Wait, was she the only girl?
She was the only daughter, and all five boys were patriots and joined the Continental Army.
She tried a few times to enlist as a man. Then she came up with Robert Shurtleff, a common name in those parts.
She probably pulled back her hair, had a ponytail, and looked like the rest of the guys.
She joined the 4th Massachusetts Regiment's Light Infantry.
Some of the best, people that could think on their feet. They knew how to shoot a gun. They knew how to lead.
They sent her to the front lines in New York's Hudson Valley. She ended up in about half a dozen skirmishes with British troops.
She got wounded in action in her first fight, and she was shot twice in the thigh, and she got a saber wound to her head.
Doctors treated her head wound, but in order to preserve her secret, she removed the bullet from her thigh by herself. A few months later, a doctor did discover her secret. She came down with a high fever and ended up bedridden and almost unconscious. The doctor who treated her realized she was a woman. Then he sent her to John Patterson and George Washington with a letter laying it all out. That's how she became the first woman with an honorable discharge.
I told a young child my story, the story of Deborah Sampson.
Actress Judith Calahorra becomes Deborah Sampson at a local rec center in Cohasset, about an hour away. She walks through Deborah's life, including the moment she decided to put on the uniform of a Continental soldier.
With one foot through the pant leg, I felt the blood of a warrior entering my body. The other foot through the pant leg, I felt the spirit of a soldier coursing through my soul. I felt that Deborah Sampson was all but gone.
It's cool to see Judith physically transform into a male-presenting soldier. She brings to life Robert Shurtleff's integration into the Army, a bit of teasing from his fellow recruits, and the moment he faces battle for the first time.
The enemy was to my left. The enemy was to my right. And then there was a crash, and all around us the musket balls were flying. I could hear my fellow soldiers' screams piercing my ears.
After their performance, Judith takes questions from the audience both as herself and as Deborah Sampson.
All right, this is a really good opportunity to switch out of role. Let me just preface this by saying I have her journal, a transcription of her journal from her national lecture tour.
Deborah Sampson went on tour in 1802. The tour was part of her effort to get the same pension afforded to many other veterans of the Revolution. It worked, even if it took a while.
1804 was her first pension payment, 21 years after she was discharged.
She never gave up on many things.
That's local historian Steve Connolly again.
She's kind of become a figurehead even to this day for working for pensions and back pay for veterans.
The Deborah Sampson Act specifically helps the women in need.
The Deborah Sampson Act became law in 2019. It created for the first time a dedicated Office of Women's Health at the Department of Veterans Affairs and ensured every VA hospital has specialized physicians for women, along with a bunch of other improvements for female veterans.
This is Off the Path from WSHU Public Radio. I'm Davis Donovan.
For the latest from around Long Island Sound, listen on the radio, online with our free app, and of course, tune in right here to the After All Things podcast every weekday evening. And I want to remind you that the WSHU merch shop is open now. Visit WSHU.org for tees, tanks, mugs, and more. Just click shop up at the top. I'm Sabrina Garone. Thank you for being with me today, and we'll speak tomorrow.